listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien. Former schoolteacher Chris Dawson will likely die in jail after being sentenced to 24 years in prison for killing his wife Lynette. The 74-year-old was handed his sentence today, more than 40 years after Lynn's murder. His lawyer, Greg Walsh, says his client maintains his innocence despite the ruling. Brittany Higgins is in a Brisbane hospital receiving treatment as the trial for her alleged sexual assault is dropped. The Department of Public Prosecutions has decided not to pursue the case against Bruce Lerman because of the possible risk it presents to Ms. Higgins' health.
Ms. Higgins has faced a level of personal attack that I've not seen in over 20 years of doing this work. She's done so with bravery, grace and dignity, and it is my hope that this will now stop and Ms. Higgins will be allowed to heal.
COVID cases and hospitalisations have again climbed. In Queensland, there were 11,217 cases, 320 people in hospital and 15 deaths in the latest reporting period. Health experts say the current fourth wave will be short and sharp, with the peak expected before Christmas. Police have released vision of three men they'd like to speak with over a bashing on the Gold Coast. The altercation happened in August at the Broadbeach South tram stop, with two men left with significant injuries. You can check out the vision via the My Police website and socials. And a severe weather warning for dangerous surf remains in place. The Bureau says it's due to a low pressure system sitting off Brizzy. It's expected to continue to move further out to sea tonight. Cameron Smith's struggles at the Australian Open continues. A week after claiming the Australian PGA at Royal Queensland, the world number three is at risk of missing the cut. The Brizzy boy sits plus two after the second round on the green. And to cricket, Captain Pat Cummins has taken his 200th test wicket as the Aussies continue to dominate on day three of the opening test with the West Indies. A short time ago, the visitors were four for 244.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.